This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Send for your word my way through your servant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you. Blessed be your name forever. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. To bring forth the word of the Lord to us tonight is God's servant, the apostle over this commission. Please put your hands together as we welcome our father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are gathered again at the feet of Jesus. And every time His light breaks forth, a new chapter opens up. May a new chapter be open to everyone again tonight. As you step out of this prophetic feast, you won't need to tell anyone you came, it will show in your life. Light does not require announcement in the midst of darkness, it shows. As you step out of this prophetic feast, it will show that you have met with Christ. It will show that you have met with Christ. How many have caused some light since Shiloh began? Now lift up your two hands and thank God for lights. It came through various sessions that we have had. Thank God for lights. Thank God for light. He's the Father of lights. Thank God for light. Thank God for the light that has come your way as a person. Thank God for lights. Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Expect some brighter light tonight. Amen. God never leads backward, He leads forward. Expect encounters with brighter light tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. God has never ceased to confirm His word in the life of those who care to believe. There is nothing God has shown you here that will not come to pass as you engage with Him in the name of Jesus Christ. We are in a day of great contrasts. Is defining scriptures as a day of gloom and glory. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. For the day of the Lord cometh at hand. That's talking about the last days. Verse 2. A day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. In the midst of it, a great people will emerge. There's never been a kind of them, and there will never be any after them till the years of many generations. Generational record breakers. Rising from the midst of gloominess and darkness. We are in the last days. We are in the days of great contrasts. Two different things in opposite direction happening at the same time. As the day draws nigh, he said, that's what will happen. There are days of great darkness and great light. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, your light is come. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, as the Lord shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. What a contrast. Gross darkness, great light. Matthew 4:16, people that sat down in darkness have seen a great light. Great light. Matthew 4:16, great light. Great light. In the midst of gross darkness. We are in the days of great contrast. Number 3. Days of devastation and celebration. What a contrast. I will rejoice in the Lord. The day cometh that shall burn like an oven. All the proud. What? All that do wickedly shall be stubble. These that come, we burn them up, leaving them with neither root nor branch. Days of devastation and celebration. And they say, prove me now. I'll pour you out a blessing. There be no room enough to take it. Now, as the heart begins to burn like an oven, they that fear the Lord shall be going forth and going up in the midst of furnace. Contrast. Devastation on one side, celebration on the other side. Chapter 3. You can start from all the way from verse 6. Down to 18 and jump to chapter 4 verse 1, which is like verse 19 of chapter 3, and you find a contrast. Days of despair and exemption. We be all dead men. Despair, despondency, hopelessness, and Israel never felt it. They were gloriously exempted. Days of destruction and exemption at the same time. They lost all their harvest, lost all their field, lost all their animals, like their livestock, their business. Israel was growing up. And going up. Great days of misfortune and great days of favor. Egypt was mourning and favor was the weight that God's people are carrying in the midst of misfortune. I will give these people favor. Why the other side suffers misfortune? Same time, same environment. We saw famine hit the land. People were offering themselves for sale. Genesis 47, 15, all the way to 26. And verse 27 said, but Israel dwelt in Goshen, in the same country. In the same country. They increased and multiplied exceedingly in the midst of devastating famine. Days of great contrast. Choose today which side to be. God won't choose for you or me. Choose today. I said, God, keep me focused. He said, no. I can only help you to stay focused. I can't. I will keep you focused. I won't do any other job. I can only send you help if you choose to be focused. He told me that this morning. There are some prayer, we just pray and then you shake and shake and shake your head and nothing is happening. You came to me one day and I said, receive grace to take responsibility. That's a prayer. And you went to church and told them, receive grace to do what? God won't take it. God won't take it for you. Amen. If you like, wake up in the morning. If you like, sleep till 12 noon. Days of great contrast. Each one begins to choose consciously or unconsciously which side to be. Obedience will keep you on the side of blessings. Obedience will keep you on the other side. If you read the two sides in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14, and then 15 to 66, there are two sides of the coin. If you obey my voice, these are the blessings. If you disobey my voice, these are the issues that you need to face. You say, how many want to face issues? I don't want to face issues. Okay, you choose whether to face issues or to enjoy blessings. Days of great contrast. There are some prayers we pray for people. We are just wasting mouth. We are wasting our mouth. Oh Lord, open the heavens to him. He won't open because he can't break his grave because of your prayer. No. Oh Lord, strengthen him. He won't strengthen him. If he doesn't go to church, he will get weaker and weaker and weaker until he's out. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appear before God. So let's wake up and make responsible choice to determine which side of the coin to belong. Days of great contrast are here. Days of trouble and triumph. Only those on the Lord's side shall be spared from all the horrors of this end time. The cry and the trumpet is, who is on the Lord's side? Come on here. Let's say I'm on the Lord's side and you're sitting somewhere in the same place. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me now. I'm on God's side, so come. What it says, Exodus 32 and verse 26. Who is on the Lord's side? Come on here. We are in the days of great contrast. Everyone is making a choice, consciously or unconsciously. And so there is a shift in the realm of the spirit today that defines which side you are as individuals. There's a shift. Now, follow me as I put these 3-4 points together. A shift from the realm of promises to the realm of covenants. A shift. You know, we used to sing, when I remember his promise, I shout hallelujah. Now we are singing, when I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah. There's a shift. We used to claim promises then. I mean, I claim it. And then he didn't claim. That's a shift. My covenant will I not break. No altar does not come for out of my lips. So a revelation of the covenant and a choice to take responsibility on the terms of the covenant on every subject of interest to you, put you on top of it. Put you clearly on top of it. We are in the days of the tables of the covenant. The covenant table of marriage. The covenant table of business. The covenant table of career. We are in the days of the covenant tables in the kingdom. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 9. He said, we cannot speak of it particularly now because it's unveiling, it's unfolding, it's unfolding. You know something about the world? Why it does not change? The depth is an ever-increasing depth. All the depth, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, are unsearched by his ways, and his paths are past finding out. Those who have problem with tithing, when would they ever hear an altar of sacrifice? Stop that, my friend. When would they? You can't come under a sworn blessing without an altar of sacrifice. You can't come under a sworn blessing. I'm under a sworn blessing. That's why people look, all the devils look at me and they can't do anything. He said, go there now. Go there. So, because you are precious in my sight, I'll give men for thee and people for their ransom without your permission. I'll clear them off for you. You are in covenant with me. Apartheid Buluni. A rock of offense. When God chooses to bless a man and you go against the man, you come under his curse. Him that causes you, I will cause. The cause once, but I will give it back to him severalfold. You are stepping out somewhere. There's a shift in the spiritual space from the realm of promises to the realm of covenants. We demand that we take covenant responsibility on every issue and subject of interest to us. We take covenant responsibilities on every issue and subject of interest to us. It's an open covenant. Each one enters into it as he chooses to. And they entered into a covenant. Not that God put them into a covenant. They entered. They chose to enter into a covenant. They enter into a covenant. God didn't enter them. They entered. Amen. They entered. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, numbers 12. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their Father with all their heart. They entered. 1976, September 12. Some few days ago, I entered into a covenant consciously, deliberately, intentionally, Not one word, not one line of that covenant has changed. They entered into covenant. Sun is breaking forth here tonight. Promises may be broken, but not covenant. Although I said, you and your household will be before me for life, but now far be it from me. He that honors me, I will honor. So he changed it. Now, there's a shift from the realm of seeking self to seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's a shift. Many may not see that until the end comes. There's a shift. A shift from seeking self to seeking God first. Self last. You imagine a first citizen of the earth. God first. All these things they are dying to get, I will add to you. There's a realm with a shift from the realm of seeking self to seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They got frustrated because they were always looking for things about themselves. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. They were fighting war. Self was ruling their life. Self was in front of them. Self was their driven force. Ye lost and have not. Ye kill. You desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. Because you ask not. Okay, we have been asking. Okay, you ask and receive not. Because ye ask amiss. He said, I should bless you and we are thief. I can't bless you. My words say I will curse you. Amen. That ye may consume it upon your lips. Until self is dethroned, the future is not secure. To get on God's side at this time, God first. Everything else, including yourself, last. That was the covenant I signed when I was 22. And praise God, I'm now 23. Amen. Life! No be yoko. A shift from the realm of faith to the realm of obedience of faith. Come on now. Show me your faith without your works. I'm not showing you my faith, my works. Abraham's faith was validated when he departed, when God said he should depart. He offered his son when God said he should offer his son. Obedience of faith is the realm in which we are now. Any faith void of obedience is fake. It's magician's faith. The realm of unbelieving God is gone. I'm obeying God to prove that I believe him is where we are now. A shift from the realm of faith to the realm of obedience of faith. A bit was done about that during the covenant, during the Shiloh prayer hour. A shift from the realm of confession to the realm of professional faith. Confessional faith, moving to professional faith. He said, holding fast the profession of your faith till the end, for faith is he that is promised. So you are not just confessing, you are professing faith. You are professing faith. You are demonstrating faith. This is the place, he said, and it didn't look like a place. So you move from confession to profession of faith. Demonstration of what to claim to believe. To validate your faith. Hebrews 10 verse 23. Now watch. A shift from the realm of receiving to the realm of giving and receiving. No church communicated with him concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. A realm of giving with the consciousness of returns based on God's integrity. Giving and receiving. Philippians chapter 4, you know that, 15 to 19. He said, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. And therefore my God shall supply all your needs, God is riches in glory. It's not given as a donation. It's a covenant work that you are conscious of the giving demand and conscious of the receiving demand, the receiving guarantee. From the realm of giving, you know, church was given before, but we didn't know anything about it all. We enjoyed poverty. We enjoyed it. Sickness was celebrated. Thank God for Brother Joshua. May God teach him any lesson he wants to teach him during this sickness. Shall we pray? Brother Joshua, learn lesson. When your child is sick, do you send him to school? Amen. Now, God will send his children to school when they are sick. We didn't know. We'll be sweating over the prayer. Sweating. God will teach him a lesson. God wants to teach him something. That's why he's sick. When God wants to teach you something, he will make you sick first. Time to recognize the shift. There's a shift. Not the kind that folks are talking about now that shift from new generation to new generation. Shift in the realm of the spirit. There's an upgrade in God's agenda for the hour. There's an upgrade. It's an upgrade. It's not a careless move. It's an upgrade. If there's any time you need to be serious, it's now. Somebody's story has just changed. Because this is the key to fulfillment and impactful living. This is the key to it. Now watch, a shift from the realm of seeking for help from God to seeking after God. Seeking help from God to seeking after God. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. It's a shift from seeking for help from God to seeking after God. Matthew 6 also validated that in 33. Now watch, a shift from the realm of knowledge to applied knowledge. To applied knowledge. A shift from the realm of knowledge to applied knowledge. I just thank God. I mean, those folks that minister there, they are just wonderful. It was quite an experience. My note is full, I tell you. My note is full. My note is full. I thank God. How has it impacted on your life? Your note is full. Is your life full? A shift from the realm of knowledge. We in the charismatic, we celebrate a lot of revelation. We celebrate a lot. We have seen it, but we can't touch. It's like a glass wall between a hungry dog and a meal. Yeah. It's salivating, we can't reach it. There's a block wall between that dog and the meal. There's a glass wall there. And the glass wall of non-application. Revelation not applied is a glass wall between you and what it carries. Whosoever heard the sayings of mine and dread them is a wise man. His building stands upon the rock. No matter the storm, we're in a very stormy age. That building will stand then. Whosoever hears and will not do it, is built on the sand. The slightest storm, great, shall be the fall of the house. Matthew 7, 24-26. Now, listen. Every testimony is a product of applied insight. Every testimony. We mustn't look for testimony. We are created to carry signs. John chapter 3 verse 8. The wind blows where it wants. You only hear the sound thereof. You can't tell where it's coming from, where it's going. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. Everyone. Every child of God is ordained a walking miracle. You should be looking for miracle. It's a walking miracle. Every child of God is ordained a walking miracle. Every child of God is ordained a walking miracle. He said in the Old Testament, Isaiah 8 verse 18, I and the children whom God has given me, they are for signs and wonders from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. So we are redeemed as signs and wonders to our world. And let me show you this. They had no wine. Woman, my time is not yet. They said, well, people, whatever it tells you to do, do it. That was the beginning of miracles that Jesus did. Beginning. Now, fill the water pots with water. It didn't look like sand. We want wine. You say we should pour water. How? What's the connection? Whatever it tells you to do, do it. And then the water turned to sweeter wine than the one they bought with their money. That is the master key to the world of the miraculous. Because it's the beginning of miracles. Now, the middle of miracles was in chapter 9. A man was born blind. Some theologians say he had no eyes. Complete block. Go to the pool called Siloam and wash. What if I tell you to do what? He went and washed and came back saying, John 9, 1 to 8. That's the middle of miracles. The beginning, whatever I tell you to do, do it. The middle, whatever I tell you to do, do it. Now, the conclusion, John 21, 5 and 6. Children, have you any meat? No. Everything is dry. Cast your net on the right side. And when they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. Beginning, middle, and last. The end. It shows you and I that testimonies are not happenstance. They are not things that happen by chance or when they will happen, they happen. No! Applied insight is what triggers testimonies. Applied insight is what triggers testimonies. Applied insight is what triggers testimony. So when they say work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you don't wait for it, you work it out. Philippians 2:12. You don't wait for it, you work out your own salvation. For it is God who has to work in you, verse 13, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's time we take responsibility, sir. Sir, since I signed up for the insight of Matthew 33, I have never begged. He has never stopped adding to me what my skill would never have acquired. I was a minister when he showed me, he told me about ministry, about you engaging in applied insight. Applied insight. He can't deny himself. When you commit yourself to what he says, you have committed his integrity to perform. God cannot deny himself. You don't have to be a minister, ordained or unordained. Just be a child of God. Applied insight is the master key to a world of the supernatural. Applied insight. Applied insight. Applied insight. Applied insight. Watch. He told me from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, in my quest to know what is the secret of kingdom prosperity, because poverty was everywhere in our part of the world. On the third day, light broke out from heaven. Every outbreak of light is a release of treasure. If you buy into it, you find the treasure manifesting in your life. From Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, he said to me, my son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. So it doesn't answer to prayers. Don't waste your time. It's not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. And until your part is played, I am not committed. You can pray it forever. That won't commit me. What? What is your covenant? Why this earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, and cold and heat, and day and night, shall not see. Why the earth remain, this covenant remains in force. I said, Lord, how reliable is this covenant? Then light broke out. Except my covenant be not with the day and with the night, then may also my covenant with my servant David be broken. The Levites, my priests, said the Lord. So I saw his covenant with the redeemed, tied to his covenant of the day and the night. The day that ceases, life will cease. Come on now. Plant life will cease. Plant life goes, animal life will go. That means why this earth still retains life, this covenant remains in force. Then I stood up and I spun. Yay! I can never be poor. That's how I bought into it. I bought into it hook, line, and sinker. I'm very blessed. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not a thief. I'm just a blessed man. He said, they shall call them the blessed of the Lord. I had no ministry when I saw it, in terms of you have church. We had a fellowship that we didn't take offering. That's, we don't take offering in our fellowship. Service is over. You brought anything for the Lord, stop by. There's a box there at the entrance. You drop it. They just go by the room. I never asked one day how much was the offering. That's not where my blessing is. My blessing is my covenant work. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Your story must change here. Stop hunting after miracles. Take responsibility of what triggers miracles. Take responsibility of what triggers miracles. Applied revelation will always engender supernatural manifestations. Applied revelation will always trigger supernatural manifestations. Applied revelation will always trigger supernatural manifestations. Applied revelation will always trigger supernatural manifestations. In my quest to know what makes marriage work, I had a visitation in November before the year we got married, and laid out to me 7 keys that guarantee hitch-free marriage. I never read in a book hitch-free marriage. I read the books, they were not answering my questions. There were not many books that time. The books that we had were problem-solving books. How to solve problems when you're fighting. Who to call. I said, no, I'm not a fighter. Why I'm not married? Will I now start fighting? And sign up that, okay, in fighting and not fighting. I signed up for what he showed me. I was too confident in his covenant. Heading for hitch-free marriage without any apprehension. Not that I was married before and I had some experience and so we can apply it. No. Light is sweet. Light is sweet. But the light you won't walk in holds no value for you. It is the walking in the light that makes it valuable. Applied insight is the mystery behind miracles. Apply. If you watch every testimony shared, they did something that God confirms in the testimony. They did something. They were not sitting down somewhere. They did something. They did the right thing as revealed to them from scriptures. And God stepped in to confirm it. Nobody goes forward sitting down. No. You go forward taking steps. Nobody goes forward sitting down. You go forward taking steps. You have sat down enough. Now take steps. Yes, you have sat down enough. Now take steps. Yes, you have sat down enough. Now take steps. Yes, you have sat down enough. Now take steps. Yes, take scriptural steps. Line up with the terms of the covenant on the subject of interest to you. Line up. Line up. Line up. What a night. That's how the shift applies to you and me. We used to wait. Not knowing that we were wasting. I could still be waiting till now to see prosperity. I could wait like that for life. Some are waiting forever. They are just waiting. They are just waiting. They are just waiting. They say, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting for God. They're just waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. And wasting without knowing. I'm wasting without knowing. You know what he said? Hebrews chapter 13, number 7. The word says, remember them which have the rule over you, whose faith follow. Knowing the outcome of their faith. Are you interested? Follow, my friend. Follow. 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 No one here will live indebted for their children. Yeah. No one here will withdraw their children from school. Yeah. You won't sell your house to eat. You won't sell your car for bread. No one will end up a beggar tomorrow. By committing to the covenant of giving and receiving. By committing to it, not wishing to. Commit to it. Commit to it. That's the way it works. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that we'll get out of here to take responsibility. It is taking covenant responsibility that makes commanders in the kingdom. Taking covenant responsibility makes commanders in the kingdom. It makes commanders in the kingdom. It makes commanders in the kingdom. We saw some wonders when we were building this place, or God was building, and we were fronting for him. They would tell me, they need 40 million tomorrow. I said, go ahead. What are you going to do to tomorrow? I'm not the one doing it. The supplier is up there. Amen. Amen. And then tomorrow comes, they have sent the money. We don't owe a dime on their project. A dime. You know, air conditioner is the last thing you want to buy when you are building the place. We have chillers here, 20 of them, each of them 600 tons. 600 tons. A 500 room hotel, we don't need more than one to run. Maybe you didn't see that escalators were there in storage. Elevators are there in storage. Don't let the couple you have in your pocket confuse you. Don't let it confuse you. You know, my dollar. Which dollar? No, wake up! There's such a future for you. That if you choose to walk with Jesus, you arrive there with dignity. You arrive there with color. You arrive there with beauty. You will not suffer lack and want forever. That's the key. Covenant people don't look for miracles. They naturally command miracles. Because God keeps confirming their commitment to the terms of the covenant in every area of life that he has revealed to them. They're working in it, and so his work is confirming it in their lives. Therefore, choose ye this day whether to go the way of the covenant or to start crying for promises to be fulfilled. Choose today whether to go for confession. The syllabus that we are past that syllabus. Or go for profession. Choose today whether to stand by faith. I'm believing. Or go to the realm of obedience of faith that commits God's integrity to perform. The choice is yours and I. That nobody will choose that for you. We are all in a race. All of us. That you are doing it now does not secure the future. That you keep doing it will secure it. That you are doing anything now is not what secures the future. When you stop doing it, it will stop. When you stop doing it, it will stop. When you stop doing it, it will stop. As if you never did it before, it will stop. It will stop. So grace to stay on without looking back. Everybody needs it. Everybody. It's your turn at last. Yeah. It's your turn at last. Yeah. For instance, if you won't believe for your healing, you can't be healed. There's no other way. Do you believe that I said, well, I'm able to do this? Say, yeah, Lord, okay, according to your faith. So your healing is delivered according to your faith. Not the faith of the one praying for you, according to your faith. If you don't have faith, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Understand these things. Can you stay healthy without the word? Never. My son, attend to my words, give ear to my sins, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. They shall be left to them that find it and health to all their flesh. How? You partake of divine nature from the word, which is immune to sickness and disease. If you stop feeding on the word, your head can't start. You will be looking for healing every day. You get sick here today and you get sick tomorrow, you still look for healing miracle. But if you stay on the word, you are buying into divine nature, which is immune to sickness and disease. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
So put that together. Proverbs chapter 4, 20 to 22, and then 2 Peter 1 on verse 4. You partake of divine nature through these great exceeding promises. You partake of divine nature. You buy into divine nature. Your divine nature level increases. Amen. You talk about divine nature content. Some are 10% divine nature content. Some are 20, some are 30. Your divine nature content level will determine your immunity. Come on now. And it's word loadedness that defines that. Sir, if you don't love your wife as Christ loved the church, you won't have peace. No, it's not me who said this, it's the Bible. Amen. Now, if you submit to your husband, because you are an enlightened elite, you will marry your enlightened. Is that enlightenment you will marry? Life, these things are simple. There's no Western Bible. There's no Western Bible. Forget about it. There's no Western Bible. When I saw that the same God over all is sitting unto all, there's no difference between the Jews and the, I quickly put between the white and the black. You know, God speaks to me directly from his word. There's no difference between the white and the black. White is not synonymous with wealth. There are poor people among the white, extremely poor, who die of poverty. Amen.
Amen.
There's no nation of the earth immune to poverty. There's no nation. There's no nation of the earth. The rate may differ. You think everybody in America is Wall Street? You haven't gone to the forest there before. Life and black is not synonymous with lack. I said that years ago. Don't look lucky because you are black. Amen. Someone said to me years ago in America, what needs have you in your ministry? I said, our ministry has no need. 1987. 19 what? It's your mentality that's ruling your life. Your mentality. You know, we're Africans, we are poor. We just thank God for our lives. But for heaven, we are ready for heaven. Any day, any time, we are ready. Amen. Wealth has same value. Amen. Value may differ, but wealth has same. Wealth has same what? We buy planes from the same market. It's not that they do have black market for planes. Amen. Wealth has same value. So when they say the value of your currency goes down, just have much of it. It doesn't go down. They say there's no more land somewhere. No, people are selling every day. What are you? What are you? There's land everywhere. By White House, there's land. Life. So just gather yourself. If I will apply the revelation of the truth, I can't but keep triumphing. It's your turn. Stand to your feet, everybody. Come and stand to your feet, everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Don't let any devil deceive you that your case is very special. No. Maybe your ignorance is special. We are largely victims of our ignorance, not our circumstance. Somebody died 4 days. If you believe, you see the glory of God. So, how worse is your case? No. Can I have you say with me, I don't have a special problem. I have the God that works special miracles. If I put to work his word, he works a special miracle in my life. He works a special miracle in my life. Now, just lift up your two hands and pray for grace to take covenant responsibility. Grace to engage in application of revelation that secures supernatural manifestation. Take that from heaven. Take that from heaven. Take that from heaven, everybody. Take that from heaven, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the strongest words I have from God growing up is, my son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. Come on now. Absolutely. Don't look for who to blame. You are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. And he told me that from Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 1 to 3. I called him alone, and he followed me alone, and I blessed him alone, and I increased him. Eh? He said, son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. You know what I say to one, I say to all. When it's coming from the word, it applies to everybody else. Can I have you say with me, I'm absolutely responsible for the outcome of my life. So help me, Jesus. Pray that grace on your life to take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. Without looking for who to blame. Without looking for who to blame. To take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. To take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. To take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. To take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. To take full responsibility without looking for who to blame. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Now give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Please get seated. This is life. What do I call this? It's better to learn how to fish than to be begging for fish. Isn't that better? One of my mentors one day was so excited. He said, my son, he said, sir, open that bag. He said, take it as much as you want. I said, I don't want. You mean I can't give you money? I said, no. I would prefer to learn how to get it. I prefer to learn how to get it. I thank God I took that side. He's gone to heaven. Can I be knocking on the grave and say, Baba, remember me? I prefer to learn how to get it than have someone give it to me. I'm in Ekunia, Ekarandos, Abra. Learning is cheaper than begging. Come and learn of me, and I'll give you rest for your souls. Learning is more dignifying than begging. Not that you are coming and they say, he's coming again. Oh. Tell the children, tell him I'm resting. Or you you are just rejoicing. You find somebody that you are owing, and you promise him to pay him last week. Your dance will just go down a bit. Particularly if the dress you are wearing is what you have not paid for. He said, you are coming last week, you didn't come. He said, look at you. You'll be dancing today and today. It's cheaper to lend than to beg. A couple crowd and a tanzo bridge. Your time has come. I said, your time has come. Your time has come. Your time has come. Your time has come. Can you convince yourself, my time has come? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Without any assumption, God's covenant is only open to the redeemed. It applies only to the seed of Abraham. A dead man can't enter into a covenant. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. As you accept Jesus, you have called the covenant of salvation to step into a kingdom of covenant. That's how it begins. So if you are here tonight, anywhere around the world, before we close in this service, we want to say, Jesus, I want to become a covenant child tonight and enjoy the blessedness of the covenant. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. I'll be praying for you right now. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. God bless you and God bless you. Around the world, please, at the same time, Jesus, I want to become a covenant child tonight. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Stand to your feet, everyone that is in that class. There are some who are saved, but there is no more reflection of the virtues of salvation. The fruit of the Spirit is already gone off. You want to return so you can be restored. If you're in that condition, Jesus, I want to dedicate my life to you tonight and have a brand new beginning. Stand to your feet also. God bless you. God bless you. No makeup, no games. Jesus, I'm dedicating my life to you tonight. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Now, everyone that is standing for these two calls in all of our centers around the world, please move towards the altar area. If you are here in Faith Tabernacle, take your Bible, take your bag. You may not know where you came out from, and come down to the front. Amen. Come down to the front. Too many lost and found, lost but found items, Bibles and all, because you can't find where you left from. So please, if you are coming to the front, take your Bible along. Take your bag if you have. I found a new way of living. Come on now. How many have found some new way tonight? Applied insight is what triggers testimonies. Your life will never run dry of testimonies again. In the name of Jesus.
I found a new way of living. I found a new life in Christ. I got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. I found a new way.
I found a new way of living.
Oh yeah.
I found the life in Christ.
I got the fruit of the Spirit.
I'm abiding in the vine.
I found a new way.
I found a new way of living.
I found upon a new life, a new life divine. I call the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding upon the new way. For the fruit of the Spirit, I'm a body.
Everyone in front of the altar of the Lord across the nations of the world at this time, please bow your heads for prayers and lift up your right hand where you're standing. And with your heads bowed, pray this simple prayer of faith. Let it come from your heart. Genuine repentance will always lead to conversion. When conversion comes, refreshing shows up. Tell Jesus you are sorry for your sin. Say it by yourself. Tell him you are sorry for your sin. You desire a new beginning. Ask him to forgive you your sin and rewrite your story. You came by yourself, so talk to him by yourself. Talk to him by yourself. Let him hear from you. As many as I call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him. Jesus, save my soul. Save my soul today. Wash me with your blood. I want to become a covenant child. I desire the gift of eternal life tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift those right hands up. And say this after me from the depth of your heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. I thank you for hearing my call tonight. I thank you for your readiness to save my soul. Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Jesus, wash me clean with your blood. Jesus, I believe you have the gift of eternal life in stock for me tonight. Grant me the gift of eternal life and make me a new creature. From this day, I will serve you. From this day, I will follow you. I therefore declare you as my Lord and my Savior from this day onward. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults. Receive grace to run the race to the end. Receive grace to live the overcomer's life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You won't miss your step to heaven. Amen. We shall all make it together. Amen. We shall all make it together.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Congratulations. 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 Please begin to find your way to your seat and ensure you submit your slips to those church officials around with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Joy is always the outcome of an outbreak of revelation. How many have experienced an outbreak of revelation tonight? How many has God spoken to tonight? How many now know what to do with their life? Now stand to your feet and let's celebrate him. He is faithful, ever faithful, ever sure, ever faithful, ever sure, ever faithful, ever sure, ever faithful, ever sure, ever faithful. Lift up your two hands and thank him from the depth of your heart for the outbreak of light since we got on this Shiloh ground and around the world. Now, high praises, please.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad. I'll lift up my voice to sing praise to the Lord. This is the day he has made. I will rejoice. Praise the Lord.
I will rejoice and be glad.
I'll lift up my voice.
After we shut down in the service last night, the Lord told me, he said, not everyone that goes to hospital has the capacity to take their medication on their own. For instance, children, you have to give them their medication. There are some people who are just coming into the faith. And to take this medication by themselves, they have a problem. I want to help you tonight. Put your hand to any part of your body that is yet to respond to the command of the hour. Put your hand on it. Your eyes. Your ears. Your brain, loss of memory. Your back. Your waist. Wherever. Now, for those that are out there, please listen. I shared this in the morning. Someone among us came into our monthly leadership empowerment summit. And as the work was going on, he had nose cancer. He said something from the screen hit him. Dirty things began to come down. Notes went flat. He heard some of the substance decided that followed Saturday to share the testimony. Hit him from the screen. Arebu shingi anke kunamina. The word went forth, and the same hour, his servant was made whole. Put your hand to wherever you are hurting. Except God has not sent me to rescue you from all their oppressions. You walk free tonight. 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 You don't know where the issue is. Put your hand on your chest. You don't know where the issue is. Put your hand on your chest. It's not a place you can touch. Put your hand on your chest. It's an internal organ. Put your hand on your chest. In the precious name of Jesus, as a privileged agent of rescue sent to you, I decree your long-awaited touch for a turnaround now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That situation is turned to you tonight for a testimony. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It happens right now. That complication is dissolved right now. That terminal case is terminated right now. That siege of the wicked is over right now. That captivity of hell is broken right now. Now, walk into your liberty. Walk into your liberty. Walk into your liberty. Walk into your liberty. The battle is won. Your victory is secure. Now, lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. The battle is won. Your victory is secure. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He has never left himself without a witness. We have about 5 more minutes to go. Take your Bible, your bag. If God has touched you right now, right now, right now, he's touched you right now, just dance away to the front. Come on now, dance away to the front. I have that prompting by the Holy Ghost right now. That's the way to the front for a moment. We just bless the Lord for you, and then you go back to your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Now
that my battle is over, now that my battle is over, now that my battle is over, I am more than a conqueror. Now that my battle is over,
now that my battle is over,
my battle is over.
Say,
oh, who was the final say?
be taking the testimonies. Mighty miracles have taken place. Evidences, great number of people out here. In all of the locations, please take your local testimonies. 5 minutes, and thereafter, you get reconnected back to Faith Tabernacle. Somebody give God another big hand for all the wonders of God all across the globe. Amen. Please, let's quickly take the testimonies here.
Hallelujah. Prince Austin, for 25 years, has been suffering from glaucoma, but at the prophetic declaration now, his sight is perfectly restored, can see clearly to the glory of God. This way. Michael Paul, for 14 years, has been suffering memory loss. But right as the declaration went forth, memory restored, set free to the glory of God. Elue Fidelia, for eight years, has been short-sighted. But as she placed her hand upon her eyes during the declaration, her sight is perfectly restored now to the glory of God. Obasi Chinwe, for 3 years, has been short-sighted, but right after the declaration, her sight is also perfectly restored to the glory of God. Blessing Samson, for 2 years has been having toothache, but right as the declaration went forth, her tooth is healed, the pain is gone, she is set free to the glory of God.
Won't you give God a bigger hand? It's touching the head, touching even the teeth.
Taufik Bello, for 1 year has had partial blindness, but right as those declarations went forth, his sight is perfectly restored.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's set free to the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Success Esene, for 13 years has been partially deaf, but after the declaration tonight, that ear is popped open and she can hear perfectly to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Ade Joke Mercy, for 5 years has had a growth in the lower abdomen, but right as those declarations went forth, the growth disappeared. She set free to the glory of God. Rebecca Ediago, for 2 years has had stomach ulcer, but Jesus has set her free to the glory of God. Osawe Cynthia has had lumps in the breast for 6 months, but right as those declarations went forth, all the lumps disappeared. She set free to the glory of God. Osawe Cynthia. Titi Layo Peters, for 1 year has been having short-sightedness, but right as those declarations went forth, her sight is perfectly restored to the glory of God.
Give God more praise, everybody. Honor him with joy in your heart.
Love it, Uduehi, for 10 years has been having waist pain, but right as those declarations went forth tonight, the pain disappeared and she set free to the glory of God. James Guabadia, for 2 years has had blurry eyes, But right as those declarations went forth, the sight is perfectly clear and now set free to the glory of God. Ogbuke blessing has been having itchy eyes since childhood, but tonight, after those declarations, all the itches ended, now set free to the glory of God. Ajanaku Precious, for 13 years has had pain in the head, but tonight, as those declarations went forth, that 13-year affliction came to an end to the glory of God. Uche Benedicta, for 8 years has had menstrual pain, but tonight, as those declarations went forth, she set free to the glory of God.
Everybody stand to your feet, please, and let us give glory to God. Let us wave our hands. Let us thank Him from the depth of our heart. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. As we are thanking Him, He's doing more to the glory and praise of His name. Amen. Well, we are stopping here, but my attention has been called that we have a very outstanding one here. Let's quickly take it.
Majeko Dumi Femi, for 30 years has been partially deaf, but tonight, as the declarations went forth, that 30-year affliction
ended tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Everyone who has come to testify tonight, according to the word of the Lord, His blessing upon your life is permanent. Will you start going back to your seat, please? If you are yet to submit your own sheet for the testimony, make sure you do that. Go back home. You are healed. Go back home. You are made whole, as declared by His servant. Everybody, let's keep rejoicing in the Lord. Let's keep glorifying His name. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Wave your hand. Bless His name. Lift Him on high. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Blessed be God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Will you please join me? Let's receive God's servant again as He comes to place a final seal on tonight's celebration session at Shiloh 2023.
Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everyone. Help me congratulate at least 4 people. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. You'll be hearing that all the days of your life, all through 2024. Congratulations, congratulations. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, congratulations, 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 congratulations. One more time, another bigger hand for Jesus. In Jesus' name, please get seated for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. As our custom is, we put our balance of expectations together. Write it on your own sheet of paper or type it. Put an envelope. We package them tomorrow into that prophetic ark of testimony, and Jesus, with your faith online, will turn every item listed to a testimony. Write in your own words. You are right to your Heavenly Father. Turn these items into testimonies in my life. You settle down and put them down there. Check out your spiritual needs. Put it there. Take another bugging issues of your life, put it there, and believe God. He said, I've also spoken by the prophets. I've used similitudes. I've multiplied visions by the ministry of the prophet. We are not looking for what to do to occupy ourselves. We are just following the dictates of the Spirit on how to get people's needs met. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Also, tomorrow is our impartation service. Amen. So, come along with your handkerchief. It shall return with you as a prophetic mantle. Whatever works in this place will start working in your life. Whatever works in this prophet will start working in your life. Also come with your bottles of anointing oil, as our custom is. And it will set a seal on your life between now and next year, Shiloh. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any pestilence come near thy dwelling. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. They shall not come near you. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. As they went, so he was talking about his people, from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. You are returning from Shiloh, an impossible case for the devil. Your life, your home, your business become a no-go area for the enemy. So set yourself for that. Service tomorrow starts at 6 a.m. It's going to be an awesome time in God's presence. The one who has been doing this since Tuesday is still very much at work with us. And on the last day, the great day of the feast, if any man thirsts, let him come. Whatever your heart is panting for, that is here to reach your hand, come. 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 And take your package. Come. And take your package. In Jesus' name. Tonight, we have some new books here. Amen. Walking in power and wonder working faith. The two are written by resident pastor Faith Tabernacle. Amen. Cultivating the garden of your home. Turn your home to a garden. Let it be home, sweet home. You have a package out there. Experiencing the best of marriage, family, and parenting. These two are written by my wife. It will be a lot of blessing to you. I found myself saying years ago that because I, by his grace, I learn at his feet every day. I write every day. And my thought is that, okay, when my time is up, they can turn them to books. But the Lord said to me, they need it now. So we started packaging those materials into what we call Treasures of Life. Volume 1 and 2 are out today. Amen. And we have the electronic version. You don't have to carry luggage all about. There are lessons learned at his feet, covering various subjects as he revealed himself. So we have Treasures of Life, Volume 1, and Treasures of Life, Volume 2. The two are out. There are a few hard copies.
We release that at the minister's conference in the afternoon. And then we have the volume on church growth manual. Church growth manual. This will be very great gifts for you at Christmas to your friends, to known ministers of the gospel that may not be around, people who desire some change of story for in their lives. They'll be glad forever that you remember them. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Come on now, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Shiloh seems to be ending too fast. Don't you think so? It's ending too fast. Well, it's ending anyway. As the Lord lives, you will flourish. No matter how hard the times may become. The palm tree knows no dry season. Your dry seasons are over. Even in old age, you still be bringing forth fruit. Your later days shall be better than your beginning. No one here will beg bread in old age. No one will wear rags in old age. As your days, so shall your strength be. No one will become a weakling in old age. No one will lose color in old age. The same goes for your household. Your children, your grandchildren, your generation after you, in the name of Jesus. May the baptism of the world received on this mountain mark a new beginning in everyone's life. Be blessed.
Now clap some more for the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Keep clapping for him. Keep clapping for him. He's worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name. As we conclude tonight, be reminded, 6 a.m., commencement of our impartation service for Shiloh 2023. Give your love to your neighbor, bless him or her with the goodness of the Lord. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now, as a family, let's do it together. Loudest. God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2023. As you have said it, God has confirmed it. Greet your neighbors as you go. Have a most wonderful night.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.